And now Sir James MacDonald of the Isles' salute in the setting of Angus Mackay. Somewhat thus. Then we proceed to Mackay's first variation as follows. Heel yandi ho randi lai yandi ho randu heel yandi ho handi he yandi hai chanan heel yandi ho ro hoi yandil yo ro ro hi yandil yo randi vai yando ai yanan hai yam til yo ro vi ai randi yo ro ro hi yam til yo randi ai randi ai yanan I'll yon till your rovi I run till your run. Hova yon till your rovi yon do he yon. Hi, the doubling follows. Hi, yon till your rovi. Yon hill yo run away, yon dill yo run away, yon di hundrunnen. Hi, hundel yo, hi, I will yo, yon rovai, ha, hill yo, un, do we, yon di hundrunnen. Hilthian dil yo, ro vai, ran dil yo, ro, ro hilthian dil yo, ro hi ai, ran di handranan. Hilthian dil yo, ro ai, ran dil yo, ro, ro hilthian dil yo, ro vi. Long, beautifully flowing melody. This is succeeded by variation two, which is cut up here to contrast with the down, essentially down pointing of variation one. Hum, pil, yo, vi, 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 yo, vi Into the doubling. Hum bail yanti into we hum bail yavi into we hum bail yavi shandranan. Just perfectly straightforward. Shouldn't be jerked too much. Smooth and flowing. Round would be the watchword there. Coming off the end of the second variation, doubling into the beginning of the Tour de Force culture, would go something like Now, I'm timing that in the style that became rhythmically more explicit in the later 19th century, and is universally heard today. That is doubled in a perfectly orthodox fashion, and we proceed to the Tourla and Krulla variations. Tourla pointed down, Krulla pointed up. Somewhat thus, coming off the end of the fourth sculpture. Yamaram bail, yamaram bai, harando, haram bai, haram bai, haram dai, handranan. He brandil yo, brandil ei, brandil yo, brand, orai, brandil yo, brandovai, brand, orai, shenandan. In a perfectly straightforward fashion, it in turn is doubled. He brandil yo, brandovai, brandil yo, banan, orai, brandil yo, bran, hilai, brandi chandranan, hail, brandil yo, brambio, brambil yo, bran, orail, yambil yai, brandi yai, brandi chandranan, and so on. At the end of the tour doubling, Mackay, as you would expect, brings back in the ground, which will not detain us here. It's perfectly straightforward. Then he proceeds to a Krulla Brebach with an upcut timing, typical of 19th century source for a movement of this character. Hei bedria vilio, tbria rindi brmba hilio, brmtando, hei bedrmba hilio, tbriando, hei tbrmba rindi, shenanan, which is repeated. He brumba rail yo, brumba vay, brumba hill yo, briando. He brumta rail yo, brumba rail, brumba randish and done. Perfectly plain sailing. The Krulla's doubled. Haid brum parand o tbria hi, haid brum bahil yod brum wando, haid brum parand o tbria hm, haid brum bahi yan dbri hannan. And the ground is brought in by Mackay again at the end of the Cruel of Dublin. And there it might seem that matters rested. But an alternative setting is available, not indeed directly from a piping source, namely the manuscript of Eliza Ross of Rasse. This is a very bright, musically intelligent daughter of the Laird of Rasse, whose piper John Mackay, Angus Mackay's father, was. And she and her manuscript, compiled in the towards the end of the first decade of the 19th century, recorded all sorts of stuff in pipe and fiddle music that she heard at Rasse House, including the playing, it must have been, of John Mackay, because she has three pibrochs, at least I think it's three, in her manuscript, of which this is one. The manuscript itself has recently been published by Musica Scotica, a worthy cultural trust. And it enables us to see an alternative ending, alternative crueler movement to this tune. Eliza, of course, was transcribing the material for playing on keyboards, as women often did at that time. We think of Neil MacLeod of the Guest Store training his daughters to play pibroch on keyboards, and various other sources record this practice at the time. Donald MacDonald's ancient martial music of Caledonia was published with keyboard settings in 1819 through to his various editions, 21. So that there was, this is an established practice. And of course, on a keyboard, you can't play two or three movements. And so Eliza gives us a keyboard approximation. She uses a turn sign for where the crueler movements would be when John Mackay reached his crueler singling and doubling. The interesting thing is that she shows a variant form not recorded by John's son Angus in his manuscript and printed book, which incorporates a tripling movement similar to what is occasionally heard in the tradition. One thinks particularly of the men went to drink. It's very catchy too. Here, the setting, her setting, if you wanted to play the alternative crueler, might be realised as it appears on the PDF file, might sound something along these lines. That repeated. Hail pre hait and tear I, but throw hait and tea I, but three I, yavi, oh, but three, oh, rondo. A heap a drum beep and bee I, but drum beat and tea I, but three I, horo vi, yunan. Hey, but I heat and tea, I but I heat and tea, heat and tea, I with three, I heal you, three, or oh, I with three, I have I, oh, three, I, oh, I, but three, I, oh, and which is doubled in the normal fashion along the following lines. Ay, bedri, ay, yafondo, bedri, ay, yofor, ay, bedri, ay, ay, yo, bedri, yo, rofo, ay, bedri, ay, yatando, bedri, ay, yavi, ay, bedri, ay, hovi, handaran. Now, Eliza's setting is not unambiguous. There might be a number of ways of realizing it, but that represents one possibility. Further reminder to us of the marvellous variety implicit in the tradition, if we will only let it speak to us in its fullness and its entirety. At any rate, James MacDonald of the Isles' Salute is a quite lovely tune. It plays very well and really ought to be heard more often than it is.